Excuse me. My name is Marco Benigni. I have an appointment with Mr. Ramirez.
Would you take a seat over there, please? I'll call you when he's ready.
He did ask to see me right away, as a matter of fact.
Would you take a seat over there, please? I'll call you when he's ready.
Yes, that'll be fine. You don't mind if I sit here, do you?
No, no, go ahead. Are you waiting to see Ramirez?
Yes, that's right.
Be prepared for a long wait, then. I've been here for 6 hours.
Oh, really? He said he wanted to see me right away, in fact.
Does he owe you any money?
No, no.
He owes me 10 million pesos, the bastard.
Is that so?
But if he thinks he can get away with it, you can tell him he's wrong, okay?
It's really none of my business, you know.
He thinks he can make a fool out of me. But he's picked the wrong guy. You tell him that, okay?
Sure. I think I'll go sit someplace else, if you don't mind. Excuse me, is anyone sitting here?
No, no. Are you waiting to see Ramirez?
Yes, I am. Are you?
Yes, and I've been waiting all day. And I waited all day yesterday and the day before.
What do you know? He's an amazingly busy man, isn't he?
Busy hell. He's afraid to see me, that's what it is.
Why would that be?
Look at this. Do you read Spanish?
Not very well.
I'll translate it for you then. Down with Carlos Ramirez, exploiter of women and enemy of the planet. In all 5 Ramirez-owned clothing factories, the workers are predominantly female. They're exposed to serious health risks from the chemicals used in the manufacturing process and have no proper form of protection. There has been no increase in pay for 6 years, despite a 300% rise in the cost of living. And the women who try to join a union are dismissed without notice. The factories discharge large amounts of untreated toxic waste into the environment, and workers protesting against this have also been dismissed. We will no longer tolerate this abuse. The Federal Mexican Clothing Workers Union demands the following. 1. An immediate pay rise of 250%. 2. Recognition of the union and the right of all workers to... Hey, where are you going? I haven't finished yet.
You know, it sounds like a terribly complicated situation. Personally, I try not to get involved in politics. I just need to go and have a word with someone. Excuse me, is Mr. Ramirez free yet?
If you take a seat, I'll call you as soon as he's ready.
I have been waiting for quite a while, you know.
If you take a seat, I'll call you as soon as he's ready.
I see. I'm going to sit by myself this time. At least I've got a good long novel to read. War and Peace by Tolstoy. Chapter 1. Chapter 2. Chapter 5. Chapter 17. Chapter 88.
Mr. Benigni, Mr. Ramirez will see you now.
What? Really? At last. Are you sure?
Take the elevator to the 17th floor, please.
Yes, yes. Hello, Mr. Ramirez.
Hello, my friend. Who are you?
I'm Marco Benigni.
Of course you are. I remember. What kept you so long?
The receptionist told me to wait, as a matter of fact.
She's a fool. Anyway, what was the message from my little Juanita?
Before we get on to that, I really must say a word or two about your security arrangements, Mr. Ramirez. You see, we live in an increasingly violent age, and the successful man has to be prepared to defend himself against those less fortunate than him. There are a number of ways...
Listen, young man, you needn't worry about my security. Gomez here looks after me.
But is that enough, in this day and age? What if someone came in here with a gun, for instance?
Don't be ridiculous. They wouldn't dare. And if they did, Gomez would shoot them first.
Now, it so happens that I work for a firm which specializes in personal security equipment. And we offer a very wide range of products to suit individual requirements. For instance...
Hold it right there. Who sent you here? Gomez, check him out.
Ah, look. I'm only doing my job.
What is all this stuff in your briefcase? Who are you?
I'm a sales representative for ECS Corporation, and those are just samples and promotional literature.